Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow podcast today, and I hope you're having a great day. With Thanksgiving upon us, I want to give a little Thanksgiving devotion. I want to take a passage out of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. The Bible says, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." This is Jonah, and these are his words while he is in the belly of the whale. It goes on to say, "And my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." Praise God, my friend. You can be thankful anywhere and in everything. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, the Word of God tells us, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything. You may not be thankful for everything, but you can be thankful in everything. Jonah had been running from God, but he couldn't outrun God. The Lord does not give up on us that easy. He calls his children and corrects his children, and then he conforms his children. Jonah found himself in a whale's belly, but not out of God's reach. We're never beyond God's reach. It was a dark, damp, lonely position Jonah found himself in. Have you ever been there? Are you there now? Jonah could have just given up and had a pity party and waited to die, but no one would have or could have come to help him. So he did the best thing possible. He remembered God. Friend, I don't know what you're going through, but let me encourage you to remember God. With God, nothing is impossible. Romans 8:31 says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" He loves you and can help you. He has given you eternal life through Jesus Christ. And if you don't have it, it's because you haven't received it. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him," Jesus, "to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Salvation is absolutely free, but you need to receive Jesus. You see, we have much to be thankful for. Wherefore, the reason is because the best is yet to come for us. Jonah was able to give thanks to God because he remembered that salvation is of the Lord. He had the voice of thanksgiving while inside the whale. It doesn't matter how bad your situation is in life, you can be thankful. It's fascinating. In verse 10, the Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." Now you got to remember what preceded verse 10. Jonah being thankful, remembering God and God's goodness and mercy. The very fact that God allowed him to be alive in the belly of the whale was a mercy. Once Jonah got his heart right toward God and expressed his thankfulness, the Lord delivered him out of the belly of the whale. The best way out of a bad situation begins with a voice of thanksgiving. Let's take time to remember all that the Lord has done for us and express our thankfulness through our words, through our actions, and the Lord will know it. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Hope you've had a fantastic Thanksgiving.